from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Joining us now to talk some Ravens football is Gianna Hahn. She covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Good morning, Gianna.
Good morning. How's it going?
Not bad, not bad. Appreciate your time this morning. We got one preseason game out of the way. We got another one coming up this Saturday at noon. Anybody that you feel like has been able to do good for themselves through one preseason game, and one person that you feel like needs to show up in this next one?
Yeah, I think, well, Nate Wiggins, and then he got hurt, but a guy who played the whole game would be Trenton Simpson. We knew he was going to be good. We knew he was going to be a starter, but it was just, I think, encouraging for people to see that he's as advertised, that his little small sample size of the Steelers game isn't completely off base. Again, this is a preseason game, so they're going against like the Eagles backups. But it was just good to see him play through that whole game, handle a lot of responsibility, and look really good. Someone who needs to step up, I would say, is Josh Johnson. You know, I have been saying that if Lamar goes down, the season's over. No backup's going to get them as far as Lamar. But when it comes to the idea of him leaving for, like, a game or two, you want to know that the guy can at least win a few for you. And what I saw did not encourage me. He just hasn't played in so long. I respect what they respect about him. He's a veteran. He's knowledgeable. He's a good leader. But that doesn't always mean you're a great player, especially at his rather advanced football age. So, yeah, we're going to need to see more from him to have any sort of, you know, ease of mind every time that Lamar takes a hit.
Now, Gianna, with the offensive line, I'm guessing Rosengarten, Falele, McCary, Voorhees, they all play them a half or play them more. Whatever they need to play them, they need to play.
Yeah, I would definitely say they – especially those young guys. McCary, I do think he's a veteran. He knows what he's doing. He has a lot of experience. It's more that he rotates a lot through different positions. So he does eventually need reps to keep him fresh at all those different positions. But you did see him kind of shift to take some center sacks this week. He's obviously taken some right tackle snaps. But for Falele and Voorhees and Rosengarten, like, you're absolutely right. They need all the reps they can get before they get thrown out there against the Kansas City Chiefs in week one. So, yeah, anything they can give them, I think they should. I mean, injury is always a worry, but you can't hold them back from those all-important reps.
We're talking to Gianna Hahn, who covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. Gianna, pass rush again. I feel like every preseason, pass rush is one of the big question marks that people have about the Ravens, and to their credit, they have kind of debunked a lot of those concerns over the last couple of years. How confident are you that they'll be able to do it again this year and kind of overachieve in the pass rushing department?
I kind of feel it all goes down to health, and Chuck Smith said that yesterday, actually. For example, Ojabo, he's looking better and better every practice. But can he stay healthy? Because he was looking better and better every practice from what I hear last training camp. And then first game that I see, he gets hurt and never comes back. Same with Owe. You know, he was healthier last season. He looks really, really good in camp. He's constantly terrorizing those quarterbacks. But he's had his fair share of injuries. He even missed a day for an ankle injury this training camp. So he's going to be about getting healthy. Adisa Isaac, they like him so far, but they've barely seen him because he was knocked out with an injury that he's been dealing with since the combine. So it's really all about injury. I think Van Noy, I don't know if we make enough of what Van Noy did last year. So I was looking at it. He had basically the same production as Clowney, but in less games. So I think whether he can replicate that or not, I don't know. But he is a big win for them to have back. So he's going to kind of anchor that. And then, of course, you got the interior linemen who are looking very, very good. So when you combine that, I think they could. Well, let me back up. The expectations are set really high now, I feel. Despite losing Clowney, despite losing Queen, who participated in the pass rush, they're still really high because of what they did. So I don't know if they can exceed those expectations, but they can certainly be, they have the potential to be a premier pass rush in the league.
Now, with the, do you expect any more starters to play in this game? Because I'm guessing if you're going to play them, this would be the game because you still got a few weeks out if you get a minor nick. Or does the Hamilton scare you about playing any of your guys?
That is a good point, that if they get hurt now, this would be the time to do it, especially considering they're the first game of the entire NFL season. So Green Bay will be cutting it a little bit close. But I think you need to get those guys out there at some point. There are certain guys like Lamar believes he can just go out there without the practice. Roquan's probably one of those guys, Linderbaum. But I think there are some starters that you're going to need to see at some point. And I would guess you see some of them now. I don't know how much they're game prepping for individual preseason games, considering they hadn't game prepped the last availability we had ahead of the Eagles games. I don't even know if they necessarily have a set plan, but I think you'll see a little bit more. The Hamilton thing was a scare, but that's not any different than any other season. I'm sure there have been other scares for star guys.
Gianna, the Ravens have talked up Rashad Bateman a lot this offseason, and when we've seen him on the field, he's looked really good. Obviously, he's been dealing with a nagging injury here as of late, which has caused him to kind of be in and out of practice. Has that changed your feeling on the type of season that Rashad Bateman can have this year?
I would love to see him be healthy. But even being healthy, the question all comes down to his chemistry with Lamar. I think he's doing things right. He's looking good in terms of his speed. He's running routes really well. But for some reason, that chemistry that Lamar just instantly struck with, you know, Isaiah Likely, he did not instantly strike with Rashad. And, I mean, they seem to get along. They'll be joking around and stuff. And, like, they both have good things to say about each other. But then yesterday we were practicing so many deep balls, and some of it was Lamar's receiver's fault for dropping a few, but he was having some difficulty connecting with multiple ones, but he missed Rashad Bateman. You know, every time he does, everyone kind of goes, when have we seen that before? So I would like to say he's going to have a breakout season. I'm hoping for him, but he needs to stay healthy, one, as you said, but he also just needs to figure things out with Lamar. He also needs to get more opportunities. I think if he can't figure things out with Lamar, he's not going to be one of the first looks.
Gianna, Cordell said the kick was good yesterday, the 67-yarder. What did you see?
I was extremely confused because I saw Pepe very, very authoritatively throw his arms up saying good, while both of the laughing refs signal not good. So I don't know if they were doing it just to joke around, but it was very confusing because all the players you were watching, they all reacted like he made it. So I feel like he probably made it. But I did get very confused by the refs unless they were just joking around.
Gianna, great stuff. Really appreciate your time today. How can people follow you and find your work?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, or X, I guess, at Gianna with one N underscore Jade, like the stone. And you can find my work on the Baltimore Banner, along with, you know, my pretty awesome beat partner, Jonas. So, yeah, and then sometimes I put stuff on Instagram, same handle, but most of it's going to be on Twitter.
Gianna, appreciate your time. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Gianna.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll get to the whip around, see what went on in the world of sports last night. That's next here on...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
On the Fan.
Vinny and Haney's Whip.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Soto drives it in the air. Deep right field. He has done it again. Juan Soto. His first career 3-home run game.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for the Bobster here with Vinny Serrato. Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass. We're getting you the whip around right now, seeing what went on in the world of sports last night. That audio you just heard courtesy of the Yes Network. A lot of Yankees fans yelling yes last night. Juan Soto, 3 home runs in the win over the White Sox, 4-1 yesterday. They needed all of it. They needed everything Juan gave them. He had the 2-run shot in the third inning and then a solo shot in the 5th and the 7th. I mean, he's just on fire right now, and this is why I've been banging on the table for the Orioles to win the games that they're supposed to win, because the Yankees are right there and they've got just as much talent on their team as anybody. And even if we want to say that there's only 2 people in that lineup that scare you, we're talking about 2 of the best players in all of baseball. So that's enough damage in that lineup alone to beat you. So the Yankees, they get the 4-1 win over the White Sox last night. They move a half game ahead of the Orioles in the AL East standings, with the Orioles falling to the Nationals. Let's go out to Tampa, check in on the Rays, who were matched up against the Astros.
Are getting beat in Detroit. This ball hit deep to left field, all the way back and gone. Jeremy Peña hits that fastball well, and he hits it out to left field. The Astros take a 3-1 lead.
That audio courtesy of AT&T Sportsnet. Astros, they win 3-2. That Peña home run made it a 3-1 lead in the top of the sixth. The Rays were able to scrape out a run in the bottom of the eighth. Nothing else after that. Astros get the 3-2 win. Astros themselves in a tough division race in the AL West right now. I think the Astros will be able to pull it out eventually and get some separation from the Mariners, who are a game and a half behind them. This is a team that got off to one of the slowest starts this season in all of baseball, and here they are again, looking like they're going to be one of the last teams standing when it's all said and done. Seven straight wins for the Astros following that win last night.
Cordell, you were talking about Judge and Soto. How about just in the game yesterday, the two had seven at-bats, three runs scored, five hits in seven at-bats, 5 for 7.
Yep.
Four RBIs, three homers, and three walks besides the 5 for 7. So actually, they were 8 for 11 between the two, which is, and Cordell, batting .306 and .332.
Elite. They're elite.
Freak.
I can't stand the Yankees at all, but I can't lie. I mean, it is what it is right now. They're going to be fighting tooth and nail with the Orioles until the last day, and that series on the back end of the season is going to be pivotal for this AL East race.
Yeah, because it looks like nobody is gonna go run away. We talked about it yesterday. If there was one team that could go on a run, win 10 of 12, do something, but nobody is showing capable. At least over the last 6-7 weeks, they haven't shown that they're capable of that, and I don't know why that would change now.
Let's go to the NFL out in Detroit. Dan Campbell, head coach of the Lions, said that Jahmyr Gibbs, who was a Pro Bowl running back last year for them in his rookie year, will be fine after that hamstring injury he suffered on Monday in practice. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be a big part, I'm sure, of what the Lions want to do. He looked great last year as a rookie. They need him to be on the field if that offense is going to stay as balanced as they like to be.
Oh, yeah. Gibbs on the field, and then Williams is the receiver.
Jameson Williams?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those two. I mean, if those two play well, I mean, Cordell, all of a sudden the speed factor that you bring in with those two, pretty special for them. And, you know, the thing that helps them too, Cordell, is what, 8 or 9 games out of the year you're indoors.
Right. Well, I don't know how that happens. For the Lions, the Dome team. I mean, I don't keep up with that stat on a yearly basis, so maybe it's the norm and I don't realize it. But for a Dome team to get that many games indoors, that's pretty crazy to me.
Well, yeah.
Outside of their home games. I know they get their home games.
Right. Well, Minnesota's a Dome.
Right.
So that's in the division. Yeah, and then whatever else, whoever they're playing. Yeah, so they're very fortunate that way. And you look at kind of how they built their team. You know, you add Jahmyr Gibbs. Yeah, absolutely. Because you're not dealing, you know, you're only playing out in Green Bay and Chicago one time each.
I mean, that may come back to bite them in the postseason when you start being outside in some of these elements. Granted, if they do what a lot of people think that they can do and they're the first seed in the NFC, they won't have to worry about that. But, yeah, that's definitely going to be something to look at if they got to go to a Green Bay in the playoffs or San Francisco. The weather will be good, but struggling to think of it. Philly turns out to be really good, you go out to Philly outside, that could be a problem. So we'll see.
Or if you're good enough, everybody comes through you.
Yeah. I like I said yesterday, until further notice, and I know they went to the NFC Championship game and almost won it, but I just can't shake that it's the Lions. I don't know. I still look at them as the little brother of the NFL. Real quick, in college football, the AP rankings, preseason AP rankings came out yesterday. Of course, your top five, Georgia at 1, Ohio State at 2, Oregon at 3, Texas at 4, Alabama at 5. We got Notre Dame at 7, Penn State at 8, Michigan at 9, LSU comes in at 13. Kansas State at 18, Miami 19, USC 23, Iowa 25, NC State 24. I mean, no real surprises right now for people here locally. Maryland didn't receive any votes in the AP rankings. They did receive a couple of votes in the AFCA coaches poll. But yeah, we'll see what happens as the year goes on. My Cornhuskers 16, they received 16 votes yesterday.
You're
as well.
Cornhusker fan?
Yeah, don't ask me how I got into that. It was from birth. I mean, they used to be good in the 90s when I was a kid. Nebraska was really good.
Well, when I was...
That's changed, obviously.
Well, when I was at Iowa State, Nebraska was really, really... You know, Osborne was... And when I... Earl Bruce, 76, 77, 78, he beat them 3 years in a row.
Yeah, and that was tough to do back then. I mean, they got my boy Raiola, the number one quarterback in the class this year.
How much does he look like Mahomes?
He's imitating Mahomes so much.
Facially and everything.
I hope it translates to the field. If you want to cosplay Patrick Mahomes, so be it. Just let it turn into production on the field. But he looks the part. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. They just got to win those. If they can win close games.
They couldn't last. Well, they haven't been able to do it in a while, but they've been playing
yo-yo
at the
quarterback.
Have you
ever been to a game there?
No, but that's on my list. That's on my list to go.
It's one of the better places. It's all red.
I think the sellout streak is still going.
Red.
Yeah, I mean,
girls volleyball or girls basketball, whatever, they had 80,000 in there. Volleyball, I think it was.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll talk some NFL with Vic Carucci from NFL Radio. See what he's seen so far in the preseason. What teams is he looking forward to watching once the season starts in a couple of weeks? That's next here on The Fan. We're talking some NFL with Vic Carucci from NFL Radio. Vic, what's going on?
Guys, great to be with you again.
Yes, sir. Appreciate your time this morning. This Brandon Ayuk stuff, it feels like it's just stretching out as far as it possibly can. And I don't know if we're getting closer to an end. It feels like we are. It seems like from all the reports, these teams wanted to come to an end. But it's still ongoing. It looks like the Niners are stuck in between wanting to keep Ayuk, but Ayuk doesn't want to accept the offer they have on the table. Looks like they have a potential deal in place with Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh's waiting on San Francisco to give the green light. How do you see this thing finishing out?
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy situation in the sense that you know what kind of asset he is to you. He is your true number one guy, and fine, you know, you have Deebo Samuel, who I think is a nice complimentary, better than nice, but a real complimentary Swiss Army knife type of presence in your offense. You have Christian McCaffrey, kind of qualifies the same way, but it's Ayuk who takes the top off of defenses and frankly helps Brock Purdy become a better quarterback. It's still up to Purdy to make those throws and elevate his receivers, but you take Ayuk out of the picture, and this team, to me, drops incrementally as a Super Bowl contender.
Now, Vic, I was listening to you Saturday morning when I was walking. Now, I know you just played in the Jim Kelly golf tournament. I saw your pictures with Jaws and stuff. How was that, and what are people talking about the NFL?
Yeah, it was a blast, first of all, Vinny, to be there and to see all these old timers, so to speak, including me, get together, and it's that reunion feel for sure. I will say, conversation wise, was interesting because it's a mixture of everything. Social event, golf is really secondary, and the key is to have a foursome that has really good golfers in it. That's the secret to success. Do not rely on your handicap. Do not rely. It's a best ball tournament, you know. That's the little code that you crack. But back to the football, there was discussion about the kickoff rule and basically how officials are the ones that are probably having the biggest struggle dealing with it. And that, to me, is a problem. I know it can be sorted out perhaps before the season starts, but the season's starting in a few weeks, gentlemen, and I don't know how well officiating crews have it down.
We're talking to Vic Carucci from NFL Radio. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Vic, I've been struggling with how I feel about the Detroit Lions going into this season. I, I've recognized they're better than what they've been for the bulk of their history. They were in the NFC Championship game last year with an opportunity to win it, but I just can't get myself to fully buy in that this is one of the best teams in the NFC. Where are you on the Lions going into this season?
Well, I understand your thought process, and I'm going to take a wild guess and think that a big part of why you feel that way is Jared Goff, that you're not sure that they have that guy. And if there's any doubt about having that guy, then maybe that's where there could be a little hesitation. I'm different than that. I do think they are pretty well set to be a contending team. I believe that Goff, you know, makes them good enough to do so. I'm not putting him in the upper tier quarterbacks, but again, I just referenced San Francisco, who I think we would all agree is a contender. And there's, you know, is Holly Lead is Brock Purdy, and I'd say the short answer is he isn't. But he's good enough with what's around him. I think with the Lions, that is largely true. You know, Amon-Ra St. Brown and other targets that Goff has. The defense generally playing, you know, I think at a pretty good level. And I like the coaching job that Dan Campbell has done. I know he's made some infamous mistakes at critical times, like he did in the playoffs with decision making. But I think you grow, and I like the Lions. I don't know that I'm going to tell you that they're my Super Bowl team. I'd still put the 49ers ahead of them from the NFC, but I think they're good.
Hey Vic, what do people, when you talk to other former players and stuff, about the preseason? Because I mean, like when I was at the Niners and a lot of it at the Redskins too, and you know, back when you were Cleveland and some other places, you know. Everybody played in the preseason. You know, I mean, Vic, it was, you play one series in the first game, second, you know, you play a quarter, you know, then the third preseason game, you play into the third quarter, and then the fourth, you don't play. I mean, that was like carved in granite, you know, but now a lot of people aren't playing.
Yeah, Vinny, I really think the whole thing has gotten skewed by what we no longer see as contact football before actual games are played. Yeah, I know they hit each other in preseason games. They're wearing pads, but the mentality that follows these players from an off season where, you know, you're supposed to be basically t-shirts, shorts, training camp to me is a glorified extension of that. And it's so brief. The time that you are in quote camp, although, you know, for the majority of teams, it doesn't really feel like any change because they don't practice remotely. But, you know, like the Buffalo Bills, where I'm around most of the time, they spent 2.5 weeks at St. John Fisher University in Rochester, New York. And then they, quote, broke camp and then played a preseason game. And I'll tell you, it felt like the players thought this was like, you know, sigh of relief, take time off game because they were awful. They did not show up to play a game. They were half interested in it, and some of that is that transition from the quote break camp point. But I don't see any appreciable physical expending of effort in practices. Of course, they don't work on any running, blocking, tackling type of thing that gives you a chance to develop a physicality, especially where it applies in the run game. And it's pitch and catch time. And I think the preseason's usefulness continues to run out. And guess what? When the league, not if, when the league goes to 18 regular season games, no one's going to miss the preseason game that's going to go away.
Vic Carucci, great stuff as always. Vic, let the people know when they could catch your show.
Yeah, so SiriusXM NFL Radio, we will be on Saturday. Our off-season mode's a little different this week. It'll be 9 a.m. To noon Eastern time, you know, leading into the afternoon preseason games, and then through the year, it'll be regular season 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern. So Channel 88, and look forward to having people give us a listen while, of course, they listen to you guys.
Vic, I listen about every Saturday because I'm usually out walking, and I put my phone in the pocket. I put on Sirius Channel 88, and then I listen, you know, and I'm walking for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I listen to your show, and I enjoy it.
Well, That Vinny, coming from you, it's an honor, because that's the thing I find out is you hear from not just coaches, personnel people with like your background. I've even had some ownership. Arthur Blank from the Falcons tell me it is his Saturday listening, and you start saying to yourself, all right, how often did I dog the Falcons?
Right.
Got to be conscious of it. Vic, really appreciate your time, man. We'll talk again down the line.
Thanks, Vic.
All right, take care, guys. Bye.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll take a trip through the Funhouse with Quick Draw McGraw before we go to news from the Nest at noon. Here's some audio from a couple of the assistant coaches. We talked to Todd Monken on yesterday. We talked to Chris Horton and also Zach Horst. So we'll play you some of that audio at noon. That's next here on The Fan.
Quick Draw's Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that Quick Draw.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, we'll start here with the Orioles. This texter says, no Grayson, no Westberg, no playoffs as far as I'm concerned. They're not a lock to make the postseason like many are assuming.
I mean, it'll take a massive collapse right now for them to not make the postseason. They're a half game back on the Yankees in the division. The wild card, they're up five games in the first wild card spot right now. Not to say that it's impossible, but yeah, they would have to go from being inconsistent to flat out bad for that to happen.
They need to win tonight, Norm, and then win three or four from Boston. And then, you know, then you're in pretty good shape. I think I agree with you, Cordell. They're making the playoffs.
Yeah. Right, at that point, because you're coming off the series win in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
So you go series win, split the two game. Win the series. So
just win series from now on out.
Right, and that's a stretch the first time in a while that you would point to and say, okay, win, split, win. They haven't had anything close to that since before the All-Star break.
Crazy thing is we used to talk about how this team wasn't not just not getting swept, but they had a stretch where they were dominating and winning every first game of the series. You look now, they've lost seven of their last 10 series openers to
Damn.
This point. So they're just not playing good baseball in general.
Well, how about, Norm, I just saw on MLB, the Phillies are 7-16 since the All-Star break. Padres are 18-4. I don't know what I wouldn't think that the Orioles have a winning record since the All-Star break, I wouldn't think. Do they, Cordell?
No, it'd be around 500 at best.
Definitely 500 at best.
Yeah, and the Yankees are probably even worse than that.
This one here, texter says, why is Kobe Mayo not getting at-bats in a game like last night? You're down 9-2 or even 7-2. What's the point in still having Arias in the game? Get Mayo in there. Good opportunity for him to get at-bats.
I kind of agree with that.
Yep.
I mean, you can't have it both ways. All right, you don't want to put him in there in high leverage situation, which he did with the bases loaded and took out one of his hottest hitters. But when the game is out of reach and this is an opportunity to maybe get him some bats that don't carry as much weight for the team and the outcome of the game, you still don't put him in there. So, yeah, that's kind of – and Hyde is, to his credit, he's usually good about getting guys in there when the game is out of reach. That obviously wasn't the case for Mayo.
Or send him back to AAA and let him play every day.
And nobody – I mean, then you'll have – I mean, then there'll be people upset about that. I might be upset about that, honestly. I mean, what else does he need to see – in AAA.
No, I'm just saying just so he can play.
No, I hear you. I definitely understand it to get him to play as much. But, yeah, I mean, in a game like they had last night, get him off the bench, man.
Maybe it's just a flat-out off day for him in general.
Maybe.
So, I don't know. I mean, they played him close to every day since he'd been here. So, I mean, struggling or not, every guy gets a breather every now and then. This texter on the Ravens says David Ajabo can't play the run either. People want his sacks and pressures to increase, but I just don't see his game being that good all around. Last year got pancaked by the Bengals' tight end on back-to-back plays.
Yeah, we haven't seen the David Ajabo that came out of Michigan yet. Let me just say that. because I watched the film of him in college. I liked him a lot in college. And since he's been here, since the injuries, I have not seen that guy yet. And hopefully it's going to come. But right now, I don't see it yet.
I mean, he had a pretty good day yesterday, I'll say. I mean, it was one of his better practices in camp to this point, just in terms of him.
The fluidity, though. Yeah, that's what I got to see with his legs.
I mean, you talk about you haven't seen the Michigan version of David Ojabo yet. Funny enough, he was wearing, looked like some Michigan color sweatpants yesterday on one of his better days. But We're in year three. I keep saying it. I mean, do you still think we're going to see that version of Ojabo?
If he can be healthy. The thing that I saw at Michigan was bend. I haven't seen him be able to bend the corner yet, and I don't know if, you know, is that the Achilles, the ACL? You know, he hadn't been totally healthy since that. And you know, the thing about it, when you've had all these injuries, does he have the trust and confidence yet? And once we get that, then maybe we see the Michigan guy.
Well, speaking of Ojabo here, just before we hit the break, I got a call from Chris in Baltimore earlier, and he was starting to draw some comparisons between Ojabo and former Ravens draft pick Sergio Kindle, also a second rounder, pass rusher or linebacker. Injuries just completely derailed his career right from the jump. He only played 3 games for the Ravens.
And that could be. You know, and we heard Chuck Smith say, I think we heard Chuck say that, or about, you know, the injury. With an ACL, I think it was Chuck.
Yeah.
Anybody have an ACL, it takes a while. Give the kid a chance. And that's what we got to see. I mean, Harv probably saw for the first time yesterday that, yeah, that's a guy that maybe could help. Otherwise, Norm, I've been talking about maybe you put him on that short-term IR to start the year.
Yeah, it did look like Harv's went up to him at one point, and I mean, obviously, I don't know what they were talking about, but it looked encouraging. It looked like, you know, because it was coming off of a really good rep from Ojabo, so, you know, probably just pumping him up a little bit, like, yeah, man, you know, that's what we're looking for. That's what we're trying to see. Just give it to me on more of a regular basis. But, yeah, yesterday was one of the first days of camp that I can honestly say Ojabo flashed to me multiple times in practice.
But it was in shorts.
Yeah, it was in shorts. It was in shorts. You got to take it as you can
right now with him. I hear you.
Need something positive for him right now.
But I just don't see what his gait and stuff when he runs. And, you know, I see like some stiffness there still.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll get you some news from the Nest. We'll hear from offensive coordinator Todd Monken, see what he had to say following yesterday's practice. That's next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.